A mixed bag for cattle. Hello and welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. While many farmers sell off their cattle here, the national outlook for the beef cattle industry is still holding strong. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
For the beef cattle industry, not much in the latest Agriculture Department cattle numbers to change the current outlook for continued high prices this year and next. In fact, the Cattle on Feed report, the latest one, shows the nation's feedlots had 10.3 million head in them as of the start of September. That's 6% fewer cattle than this time last year. And producers during August put 7% fewer animals into feedlots compared to a year ago. And on that score, USDA livestock analyst Chael Shagham says
that reflects two things. One is that there is a diminishing pool of cattle out there, but also the fact that we've had a lot of very good grass in much of the U.S., and as a result, producers are keeping these animals on grass longer, and they're coming into feedlots at a slower pace.
And so lower placements, or at least later placements into feedlots and lower inventories overall, will have an effect on beef production.
Basically, we are currently looking at beef production to be just fractionally, in 2008, to be fractionally above 2007, and the numbers in 2007 will probably be less than 1% below a year earlier, again reflecting the slower pace of cattle coming out of the feedlots.
And of course, with that kind of almost zero beef production growth,
that will indeed keep the prices good. However, what we're seeing right now is packer margins are poor. Packers are being squeezed by the fact that there's a lot of meat out there in general, pork and poultry as well as beef.
But Shagham says if exports increase next year, as they are expected to do, and consumer demand stays high into next year,
that should help support prices, the relatively high levels at the retail level as well as at the farm level.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
The national trend still benefiting Tennessee beef producers. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.